Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents...
Good Time!
Of Snickers welcome you to Curtain Time. The winter season is at its height, and another capacity crowd fills the lobby. And here, eager for the first act of the new play, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, theatrically speaking, what cooks tonight?
Comedy and romance, John. Always a good recipe. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center. Seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, now, the lights will be dimmed in a moment, so let's glance through the program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Curtain Time players, are starred tonight in Bright Prospects by Marguerite Jacobs. Mr. Elders plays the part of Dave Miller, and Miss Sargent is cast in the role of Nancy Baird.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of Bright Prospects. The time is early evening, and the scene is Hogan's Cafe, where Dave Miller and Pete Dean are seated in a booth. Dave is rather glum at the moment, while Pete attacks a large piece of apple pie with considerable gusto.
Oh, come on, Dave. This pie's a nut.
I told you I'm not hungry, Pete. Besides, I don't see how you can even eat with our garage business going on the rocks.
Well, sure, but my appetite's not on the rocks. And anyhow, our note doesn't fall due until tomorrow.
Well, that's enough to spoil my appetite.
Look, how do you know Angus Clegg won't grant us another extension?
Not a chance, Pete.
But, Dave, if we could just hang on 3 months longer, we...
Sure, but the note's due tomorrow.
Well, Clegg likes us. And if he thought there was some prospect we'd be able to pay up later,
Pete, our prospects are so dim,
Yeah, I know. Gee, I sure hate to see the firm of Miller and Dean go kaflooey.
Yeah, I'll say.
Hey, Dave, get a load of that redhead in that booth over there.
Look, Pete, right this minute I'm not interested in redheads. Or blondes or brunettes either.
Okay, but if either one of us had any prospect of marrying her...
Sure. That's all either one of us needs, a wife to support.
Well, take a look at that redhead and you'll see what I mean.
Pete, at a time like this, do you have to fall for a... I see what you mean.
Yeah, bright boy.
It's Nancy Baird, isn't it?
Uh-huh. And of course, I'm only dreaming, but how would you like to marry a girl with her prospects, Dave?
I wouldn't like it.
Are you nuts?
No, just smart. I've heard she's got a temper that matches her hair.
Well, you've got nothing to worry about. Not if that wolf who's with her is her idea of what a guy ought to be.
Oh, that's Gil Horton, a rat if I ever saw one.
Yeah? Well, I wonder what they're doing at Hogan's, the poor man's store club.
Look, Pete, we're not getting anywhere talking about our prospects of marrying Nancy Baird, which are about as remote
hey,
as...
Hey, it's 7:10, and I got a date with Maisie.
You beat it, Pete. I want another cup of coffee. Besides, I'm going back to the garage after a while.
Okay, Dave, see you.
Gil, darling, it's so horrible meeting like this in a dingy back street cafe.
But, Nancy, your father would blow his top if he found out we were still seeing each other.
He almost did the other day.
Honest?
Yes. There was a hint in Eddie Holt's column that we went to Lucy's party together.
But, Nancy, we worked so darn hard to make it look as though we met there by accident.
Well, I finally convinced Daddy it was accidental. But Eddie has a grudge against us, and...
Well, speak of the devil.
What is it, Gil?
Eddie Holt just walked in the front door.
Oh, dear. Do you suppose someone tipped him off that we were here?
I don't know. He stopped to talk to the cashier and...
Gil, he mustn't see us.
Baby, I'm afraid we're trapped.
Gil, I've got an idea.
What?
I'm going over and slip in the back booth, the one where the fellow's sitting all alone.
But he's a stranger. And Eddie would still see me here, and then when he sees you...
He won't see you, Gil. Not if you hold that newspaper up in front of your face.
Well, maybe not, but...
Darling, the minute Eddie starts talking to me, you can sneak out of here.
Okay.
I'll call you tomorrow.
I'll be waiting, baby. All alone by the telephone.
Pardon me, but...
I beg your pardon, but I'm afraid
Would you mind pretending that we're old friends, you know, having dinner together?
Why, I... Golly, it's her.
I haven't time to explain, but my name's Nancy Bayard. What's yours?
Why, I'm Dave Miller. Did that wolf you were with get fresh?
Oh, no. It's just that my father says I absolutely can't see Gil again.
So you're ditching him for me?
No. Eddie Holt just came in.
Eddie Holt? Well, you mean the columnist?
You will help me, won't you?
Why, yes, I'd like to help you, Miss Baird.
Oh, dear, Eddie's coming this way now. Maybe you'd better hold my hand and look romantic.
Well, I'll do my best, but remember, you started this.
Well, if it isn't little Nancy Baird holding hands with... Hey, where's Gil?
Why, Eddie, fancy meeting you here.
Nancy, you were seen coming in here with Gil Horton.
Oh, don't be absurd, Eddie. I'm having dinner with Dave Miller.
How are you, Holt? I've seen your column.
Well, I've never seen you with Nancy Baird before.
Oh, but Dave and I are old friends.
Huh?
Aren't we, Dave?
Well, I wouldn't say friends exactly.
Just what I thought. You're trying to pull a fast one on me, huh, Nancy?
Oh, Eddie, Dave's just kidding.
Come on, sweetheart, tell Eddie the truth.
Oh, no, don't. Daddy will be furious.
Oh, but, darling, he's bound to find out sooner or later.
Come on, kids, give with the facts.
Oh, but, Dave, you promised.
Look, honey, I'm fed up with all this secrecy.
Oh, but I...
Maybe your father won't like it, but I think it's high time we announced our engagement.
Our...
Are you kidding?
But we are engaged, aren't we, Nancy?
We're engaged?
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. You really put one over on me this time, Nancy. Congratulations, both of you.
Thanks, Eddie.
So long, children. I've got to get back to the office. See you at the altar.
Stop him, you idiot, and tell him the truth.
You mean that you really were here with Gil Horton?
Of course not, but don't you understand? Eddie's going to print that crazy story you told him in his column.
Uh-uh. That's why I told him that crazy story.
Are you proposing that I... Oh, but we...
Oh, no. No, I don't want to marry you.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
You're the last girl in the world I'd pick as a wife.
Dear me, I can't stand such flattery.
But, if we were engaged, you might save my partner and me from bankruptcy.
What? Why, you're practically demanding money from me.
Darling, I don't want one single nickel from all those millions of yours.
Then what do you want?
Well, if our creditors think I'm going to marry a rich girl, they may give Pete and me time to get back on our feet.
But that's obtaining money under false pretenses.
Not if we're really engaged and plan to get married.
Oh, but you said...
I said if we plan to get married. Only we won't.
You're so generous.
Unfortunately, you see, my fiancé has a fiendish temper.
Oh, I have?
So, when everything's shipshape with Miller and Dean...
You'll jilt me, I suppose.
Well...
Do you actually think you can pull a trick like that on Nancy Baird?
Well, it doesn't really matter who calls off the engagement.
Then I'll phone Eddie's paper and deny that story.
Okay, and I'll phone Eddie and explain that I was shielding you and Gil Horton.
Oh, you brute!
Nancy, I saw Eddie leave and hurried back.
Oh, Gil.
Look, Horton, you can hurry right out again. And in the future, stay away from my fiancé.
You're... What? Nancy, is this guy nuts?
No. He's just stupid enough to think he can play with dynamite and not get hurt.
Well, I'll be. Hey, what's getting to you this morning, Dave?
Oh, hiya, Pete.
Well, don't you remember? This is the day of doom.
Pete, this is the happiest day of my life.
Huh?
Didn't you see Eddie Holt's column this morning?
No.
Well, my friend, congratulate me. I'm engaged to Nancy Baird.
You're engaged to... Oh, look, old man, you've been brooding too
but
much.
But our troubles are over, or they will be when Angus Clegg hears I'm engaged to Nancy Baird.
Maybe you better lie down for a while.
No, Pete, it's all true.
You mean you're going to marry Nancy Baird?
No, heaven forbid.
Yeah, but you just said...
Keep your shirt on, son. I'll explain everything as soon as I talk to Clegg.
Oh, sure, but...
Why, I wouldn't marry that pepper pot if she were...
Look, first you say you're engaged, and then you say that...
Good morning, Mr. Clegg. Now, this is Dave Miller.
Who is slightly off his base.
Mr. Clegg, I'd like to see you sometime today about our note. What's that?
See, he wants his dough.
Well, thanks, Mr. Clegg.
What's he saying?
Yes, sir, I know I'm a lucky guy. But about that note...
He still wants his dough.
You say you're in no hurry?
I'm hearing strange noises.
You bet that'll be satisfactory, and thanks again, Mr. Clegg. Pete, it worked.
Oh, brother.
My boy, our prospects are as bright as a new penny now that I'm engaged to Nancy Baird. Clegg's renewing our note.
Sweetheart, I could kiss you. You're a genius.
Oh, but it was your idea. All I did was carry it out.
Then I'm a genius, and I didn't even know it. Oh, well, a guy learns something new every day.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Steppenwolf play, starring Harry Elders and Annette Sargent. And now, John Weigel.
The next time you are looking for the finest in candy pleasure, just treat yourself to the taste thrill of a Snickers candy bar. For in every luscious bite of a Snickers bar, you recognize that rare flavor of the finest pure milk chocolate, the smoothest creamy caramel, packed with crisp whole roasted peanuts, and the softest white nougat center, abundantly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. In every enjoyable mouthful, the milk chocolate, smooth caramel, crisp peanuts, and soft nougat all combine to give you that rare taste blend found only in Snickers. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
The call for the second act of Bright Prospects, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Through a trick, Dave Miller became engaged to wealthy Nancy Baird. The result is that the prospects of Miller and Dean, garage owners, have gone up, though neither Dave nor Nancy have any intention of marrying each other. Well, it's now evening, a week later. Dave walks into the garage and is greeted by his partner, Pete.
Hiya there, gorgeous. Brother, you look like Cinderella on her way to the ball.
Yeah, I feel like Cinderella, too, in this darn dress suit. You know, Pete, being engaged to an heiress is an expensive proposition.
Well, we can afford the luxury glamour, boy.
Yeah, maybe so. I hate leaving you alone here in the garage every night. Nancy's friends insist on throwing parties for us.
Oh, forget it, Dave. If business keeps on improving the way it has all week, we'll soon be able to hire a couple of assistants.
I guess so. That's one advantage of being engaged to Nancy Baird that I hadn't counted on.
The whole town's flocking here to buy gas and to get a look at the lucky stiff who's going to marry, who's engaged to an heiress.
Well, I'll be glad when it's all over.
Yeah, it must be boring being engaged to a dame with all those rocks.
Boring? I haven't had a dull moment since we met.
I suppose life is just one battle after another for you two lovebirds?
Well, at first Nancy hoped her father would toss me out on my ear. But the old boy disappointed her by taking a liking to me.
Dave, I don't like the way you laugh off Nancy's little tantrums.
No? Why not?
Well, that redhead might trip you up if you weren't careful.
Oh, sure, she'd like to. But I know how to handle Nancy.
Well, I sure hope you know what you're talking about, because we'll be right back in the soup if you two suddenly become disengaged.
Look, Pete, there's nothing to worry about. I won't let Nancy call off our engagement for at least 6 weeks. Oh, I'll get it. Miller and Dean service station. Oh, good evening, darling. I'm just leaving. What's that? You're what?
What's the matter now?
Oh, but you can't do that. You're engaged to me, Nancy. Nancy, you listen to me. Nancy! Nancy!
Okay, let's have it.
Nancy's eloping with Gil Horton.
Oh, brother, there go our prospects.
Well, that news will also break her father's heart.
Well, it's breaking mine right now. The minute our creditors hear you've been jilted.
That little fool. Horton will wreck her whole life.
Look, why don't you worry about Miller and Dean?
Pete.
What?
Do you think they're heading for Plainsfield?
Of course, most people do when they're eloping.
Is Kendall's high-powered roadster still in the shop?
Hey, you're not thinking of chasing after him, are you?
Pete, I can head him off by taking the shortcut through Compton.
Dave, you can't interfere, not if Nancy's made up her mind to marry Horton.
Maybe so, but Nancy's not going to marry anyone. Anyone else? Why, she's still engaged to me.
Drive faster, Gil. We'll never get to Plainsfield at this rate.
Nancy, are you sure you want to elope with me?
Why, of course, Gil. And don't worry about Daddy.
But but he's threatened to disinherit you if you marry me.
Money isn't important as long as we love each other, darling.
I still think it would be better to wait.
But I can't stand being engaged to Dave Miller any longer.
But that was supposed to last only a month or two, Angel.
I've put up with his hateful, smug complacency for 1 week. And that's all I can take.
Okay, but Miller isn't going to like being ditched.
You're right. When I talked to him on the phone, he sounded mad enough to break my neck.
Well, I hope he doesn't break mine.
Gil, surely you're not afraid of that big bully.
No, but maybe I should drive a little faster. Hey, is that fool trying to force us off the highway?
He must be crazy.
Oh, I'm stopping. We can argue about that later.
Well, honestly, of all the wild things...
Nancy, he stopped too. Gee, maybe it's a holdup or something.
He's getting out of his car, Gil.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, good heavens, it's Dave.
Dave Miller?
Gil, start up again before he can...
Nancy, I can't. He's almost...
Okay, Nancy, let's go.
I will not.
Oh, so you want to argue.
Gil Horton, don't just sit there.
But I...
Get out and knock his block off.
That's right, Gil. Get out and knock my block off.
Take it easy, Miller.
I warned you to stay away from my fiancée.
Sure, but this was Nancy's idea.
Why, Gil, what are you saying?
You know I tried to talk you out of eloping, but you wouldn't...
Oh, you...
Horton, you're even more of a louse than I figured.
But I only tried
to... Nancy, do you still want to elope with this crawling hunk of humanity?
No, I hate both of you. Get out of my way.
Now, just a minute.
I'd rather walk home than ride with either one of you.
Boy, of all the stubborn, mule-headed little brats. Look. Of all the stubborn, mule-headed little brats. Look, you.
And now you leave me alone. Go away this instant.
Not on your life, sweetheart.
Stop that, you monster. Stop it, and I say to put me down.
Sister, I never knew what trouble was until I became engaged to you.
And before we're through, you're going to be sorry you ever met me.
Watch out or you'll bump your head.
I told you to put me down.
I'm going to, right in the front seat where I can watch you. There.
Oh, you beast.
Boy. I sure can take a lot of punishment for the sake of Miller and Dean.
Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Miller.
I'm all ears.
I'll find some way of getting even with you.
Gee, you have a sweet disposition. I'm lucky I'm only engaged to you because I'd sure hate to be your husband.
Ah? Oh? You would?
Gil Horton doesn't deserve it, but I just did him a big favor.
You did me a big favor too, Dave, when you kept me from marrying Gil.
Nancy, somehow I don't like the sound of that laugh.
Oh, but darling...
What kind of devilish plot is cooking inside that redhead of yours now?
Dave, I'm only trying to thank you for saving me from Gil.
Well, I only did it so I could keep on being engaged to you for 6 more weeks.
I understand, darling.
You mean you don't mind? And you won't try any more tricks to break it off?
No, Dave, I won't break it off.
Gee, I'm glad you finally come to your senses.
You're not taking me home, are you?
Well, I thought you might not be in the mood for a party after your rough experience.
Dave, so... I never felt more like celebrating. Let's go to Irene's party just as we planned. Dave, there's Eddie Holt.
Well, if it isn't my favorite twosome, still engaged and looking very happy.
That's right, Eddie. We really are happy.
Yep, being engaged is wonderful, Eddie.
Any news about the wedding date, kids?
No, we haven't got around setting the date yet.
Darling, I think we ought to let Eddie in on our secret.
Oh, but sweetheart...
Hey, you mean you've set the date?
Just tonight. We decided to be married on my birthday. 4 weeks from Thursday.
Wait!
But Nancy, you can't let him print anything like that.
Oh, Dave, darling, you don't want Eddie to think we're not going to be married, do you?
Oh, no. No, of course not.
Come on, chum, buck up. You sound as though you got the wedding jitters already. And thanks for the tip, Nancy. I'll be seeing you.
Come on, chum, buck up. You still have 4 weeks of freedom left.
So, that's what you're up to, you little devil.
Oh, dear me, what language.
Look, maybe you think you can scare me into calling off this engagement by announcing a phony wedding date, but...
Well, you certainly look scared, chum. For a minute, I thought you'd swoon.
Sure, any man would turn pale at the threat of marrying you. But you're not fooling me, Nancy Baird.
I'm not.
You're no more anxious to marry me than I am to marry you.
Really?
Yes. So instead of calling off the engagement, I'll just call your little bluff.
Okay, darling. And you'll have 4 weeks and 2 days to fret and wonder and worry before I show my hand.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Annie Elders and Annette Sargent, here is John Weigel.
During the week, most of us are busy in offices, at home, or at school, and we have little time to linger over some of the pleasures we would like to enjoy. But no matter how busy the day, there is always time to treat yourself to the delightful taste of a Snickers candy bar. You enjoy every bite of a Snickers bar right from the moment you first taste that thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, packed with crisp, whole roasted peanuts, and the soft nougat center, richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. All melt together to make each enjoyable bite a real taste thrill, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. Here's the call for the third act of Bright Prospects, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Dave Miller stopped Nancy Bedd from eloping with Gil Horton, although neither Dave nor Nancy intended to marry each other. That is, they didn't, not until Nancy announced their wedding date to Eddie Holt, the newspaper columnist. Well, it's now a week before the wedding. Dave listens while his partner Pete reads the newspaper.
Miss Baird's 8 bridesmaids, it says here, will wear beaufort frocks of lemon chiffon, and the matron of honor will be garbed in orchid crepe and carry a bouquet of yellow baby mums.
What's the matter, Pete? You sound troubled.
I'll say. Gosh, me, the best man.
I'm the groom, and I'm not worried, am I?
To look at you, Dave, anyone would think you didn't have a care in the world.
I haven't. Miller and Dean cleared almost $500 last week.
And next week you're marrying Nancy Baird.
Now look, don't say that. Don't even kid about it.
I'm not kidding, Bub, and neither is Nancy.
Pete, will you quit worrying? I've told you a million times that Nancy's bluffing.
Then it's sure a colossal bluff. Everything's all set.
Sure. Nancy still thinks she can scare me by going through all the formalities.
Dave, if I were you, oh, brother, I'd be scared.
But this is just Nancy's way of punishing me.
A life sentence, huh? Pretty stiff punishment, if you ask me.
Now, look here, Pete. Figure it out for yourself. We know that Nancy doesn't want to marry me, don't we?
With that redhead, I don't take anything for granted.
Well, I know she hasn't the slightest intention of going through with the wedding. You'll see. Any day now, Nancy will admit she's licked and call it off.
Okay, Dave. It's your funeral. Your wedding, that is.
Wow, look at that mob. The Miller Baird wedding is sure packing them in, Dave.
Any sign of the bride yet?
No, but there's a whole flock of bridesmaids milling around in back of the church. I can't see much through this crack in the door.
See, I told you she wouldn't show up, didn't I?
Hey, but it's only 5 of 12, Dave.
What, Pete? You're shaking like a leaf.
Well, this is the first time I've ever been a best man. And
this is the first time I've ever been a groom. But look at my hand.
Well, I admire your courage, but...
But what?
Dave, I still wish you'd let Nancy scare you into calling off the wedding before it's too late.
Oh, but there's plenty of time yet.
Hey, about 2 minutes.
Look, it'll be called off any moment now.
Last week you said it'd be called off any day. And here we are, waiting at the church, all dolled up in our soup and fish.
But Pete, Nancy planned it this way.
Yeah, that's what worries me.
She practically admitted that she intends to jilt me at the altar when she said she'd show her hand the day of the wedding.
Well, for your sake, I hope you're right.
What better revenge could she get than to throw me over in front of all the best people in town?
Yeah, that's true. A trick like that would make you look pretty silly.
And I'd rather be jilted than married.
Sure, but...
You know, Nancy's done a lot for us, Pete. So I guess I owe her the satisfaction she'll get from brushing me off in public.
Yep. Nancy has been a big help to Miller and Dean.
And I've handed the poor kid a pretty rough deal, Pete. So, well, if she thinks she can get even by leaving me waiting at the church, I...
Dave, isn't that the wedding march?
Yeah. It does sound like it.
I guess I better take another peek.
But, Pete, why should they be playing that?
Dave, she's here.
Who's here?
Nancy. The procession's starting down the aisle, and the minister's making signs for us to come out.
No, she can't do this to me.
You got to go through with it, Dave. It's too late to back out now.
But I can't. Let me out of here.
You can't take a powder now.
Let go of me.
But, Dave, there's only one door, and it leads right to the altar.
Oh, golly. I'm trapped.
Don't.
Dave, don't.
Jeepers, he passed out. Dave, snap out of it. Dave.
Huh?
Come on, we've got to get out there. The procession must be halfway down the aisle.
Look, Pete, you're my pal.
Well, sure, but
you got me into this in the first place. So get me out now.
No, Dave, you can't quit at the altar.
But this is a free country.
Just the same. A girl can get away with a trick like this, and maybe a skunk like Gil Horton could, too. But a gentleman never turns yellow at the altar.
But, Pete, Come on,
pull yourself together and let's get going. Here, lean on me if you still feel weak.
No. No, I think I can make it. Alone.
That's the stuff, fella. Square your shoulders and face the music like a man.
Darling, if you're tired, let me take the wheel for a while.
No, I'm all right.
That's what you think. But you're still a bit green around the gills.
Am I?
Mm-hmm. You look ghastly all through the ceremony, too. Dave, are you sure you feel all right?
Oh, my head aches a little.
Well, we're in no hurry. Why don't you pull up at the side of the road and rest a few moments?
Okay, I guess I will. Maybe it'll help.
Now, just...
Hey, what are you doing?
Darling, put your head on my shoulder. I'll stroke your forehead.
No, don't... Don't bother.
Dave Miller, don't you argue with me.
This
is a wonderful cure for a headache.
Well, maybe it is, but...
There. Now, doesn't that feel good?
Well.
Oh, you poor dear. You really suffered today, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I warned you I'd get even, Dave.
I know. You said I'd be sorry I ever met you.
And are you? Now?
Well, I was. But right this minute...
You have a headache.
I had a headache. And it was you.
Well, now. You sound better already.
I am, Nancy. And I'll be completely well as soon as... As soon as I've kissed you.
Oh, darling. What a miraculous recovery.
And you thought you'd get even by marrying me, didn't you?
Oh, no. But you said you'd hate to be my husband, and I...
Go on. Tell me more.
There isn't any more. Except that I married you to prove that you're wrong.
The curtain falls on the last act of another Curtain Time play, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Tonight, Curtain Time starred Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent. The supporting players were George Caesar and Maurice Copeland. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Here are the stars of Curtain Time with a word about next Saturday's play.
Well, next Saturday, Pat, Nanette's a young actress trying to get a part on Broadway.
And Harry's a theatrical producer.
Well, that sounds like a play with romantic possibilities.
Oh, Pat, how right you are.
Be sure you're here for it, Pat. It's called Broadway Interlude.
That's a date, positively. Thanks and good night, Nanette Sargent and Harry Elders.
Good night, Pat.
Good night.
Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the Merchandise Mart. Many on their way to the exciting after-theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Snickers present...
Curtain Time!
Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.